السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you this beautiful morning. May Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat and good health. Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours for this morning.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ma'ana Salim Kareem. Ameen, ameen, ameen to all your du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khayran to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 24th of Shawwal 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter number 34, Surah Sabah, and verse number 12. Yesterday we discussed briefly Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu salam was a messenger and a prophet and a king as well. King David, as people would say in the biblical terms. Remember, his Nami Ismigrami honorable name is mentioned 16 times in the noble Quran. So your name is Dawood. So what does it mean? Dawood means one who is beloved, one who is swift and runs very, very fast. And we know the incident enshrined in the noble Quran, in the Bible. وَقَتَلَ دَاوُودُ جَالُوتُ David and Goliath. And this repeats itself, what we see in Palestine. One side Hamas, one side the rogue apartheid regime of Israel and all their cronies helping them. And yet Almighty Allah Jalla Wala defeating the Jutlas and their supporters and so forth. So if you want details of that, go and read Surah chapter 2 and verses 249, 250, 251, and you will find all the details. The last page of Sayyakul, that is the second juz, the second supara of the noble Quran. So his Nami, honorable name, mentioned 16 times in the noble Quran, Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu salam. Today we discuss the honorable son, and he is Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam's Nami, Ismigrami mentioned 17 times in the noble Quran. And what does Sulaiman mean? Sulaiman means to be safe, to be protected, divine protection for him. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, remember that his name mentioned 17 times in the noble Quran, and we need to understand this. If you want to understand this in detail, you need to look at the Quranic verses and you need to look at the hadith mentioned in Sunan Nasai. Go to chapter number 38 of the noble Quran, Surah Swad, and verse number 35. After reconstructing Masjid al-Aqsa, that in Jerusalem, in Al-Quds al-Sharif, Baytul Muqaddas, Baytul Maqdis, then he makes a dua. Three duas, three supplications. First one, Rabbi ghafilli wa habali mulkan la yanbaghi li ahadin min ba'di. Oh Allah, forgive me. Anbiya, prophets and messengers are ma'asum, but they say, Ya Allah, forgive me, ta'aliman lil ummah, to teach the nations and generations to come. Right? We also ask Allah for forgiveness, but me and you, ordinary mortals, we ask Allah for forgiveness for our sins, our vices, our transgression. Anbiya, prophets and messengers, alayhimus salatu salam, ask Almighty Allah for forgiveness for their mistakes. Never ever say sins. Anbiya don't commit sins. They are ma'asum and protected from all types of vices and sins. So that is the unanimous belief of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. وَهَبَ لِي مُلْكَ اللَّهِ يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّن بَعْدِي. Ya Allah, grant me such a magnificent kingdom. You will not grant anybody such a kingdom after me. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابِ. Verily, you are the best of givers, Ya Allah. Chapter 38, verse 35. فَأَعْطَاهُ إِيَّاهُ. O open Sunan Nasai, Allah Jalla Wala granted it to him, to Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. Second dua he made, Uwati'u hukmi hukmak. Ya Allah, when I pass a verdict, a judgment, it must concur and agree with your verdict and your judgment. One incident, one qadiyya, one masala, and one issue. The father passed the verdict, Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu salam. One person's animals entered another person's farm and caused havoc there. So he, Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu salam, passed the verdict. And when they came to the chamber of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, David, peace be upon him, passed the verdict. Now Solomon, peace be upon him, passes a different verdict regarding the same issue. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks of this in chapter 21, Surah Anbiya, and says, وَدَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ إِذْ يَحْكُمَانِ فِي الْحَرْثِ. So that's the beginning of the verse in the Noble Quran, chapter 21, verses 78-79. So Allah Ta'ala is teaching us in Islam you can have multiple truths. Today you get these modernist people who don't even know how to read the Quran properly, looking inside, but they want to make all crazy statements. Why the Shafi is this? Why the Malik is this? Why the Hanafi is that? Why the Hanbal is that? What will you say? Yeah, these are Anbiya, prophets and messengers. So Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu salam passed the verdict. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam passed a different verdict on the same issue. So what did Almighty Allah say? فَفَهَمْنَاهَا Sulaiman. We gave a profound, deeper understanding to him, to Solomon, peace be upon him. Chapter 21, verses 78-79. The barakah, blessing of the dua he made after he completed the building of Aqsa al-Mubarak. Aqsa is not for sale, oh Jutlas, haramis, super terrorists and haramis. It is Muslims. Remember from Anbiya's time, Nabi Adam alayhi salam built the Kaaba Musharrafa and then renovated, refurbished by Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, Adam built Masjidul Aqsa and then refurbished by him, Prophet Sulaiman, and King Solomon, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam. So second dua he made, and yes, the reference that his duas are accepted. You need the wisdom of Solomon to unravel this knot. That's the word you use in English. And third dua, O South Africans, O Malaysians, O Europeans, O British, what did Almighty Allah teach us? Through wahi and revelation, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke of it. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam makes dua, Man ata hadhal bayt, who comes to this masjid, Masjidul Aqsa, with no hidden agenda and ulterior motive, La yuridu illa salata fi, for the sole intention, exclusive intention, just to perform salat there, kharaja min zunubihi kayomin waladatu ummuhu, you will come out so pure and cleansed from your vices and sins like the day your biological mother gave birth to you. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, the great sahabi who performed 65 hajj, 1,000 umrahs, a'taqa alfa abdin wa atamara alfa marra, 1,000 umrahs and minor pilgrimage, liberated, emancipated 1,000 slaves. When he entered Aqsa, he read salat. The people there offered him water. He said, no. When I go out of the boundary of Aqsa, the 35, 36 acres, then I will drink the water. Subhanallah, to drink water is permissible. Said, no, I want to practice on this hadith of the master, Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la yuridu illa salata fi. No intention except just to perform and read salat. Allahumma tahir al-majid al-aqsa min al-yahud al-ghasibin al-muhtallin al-mal'unin ya Rabb al-alamin. Cry, O Ummah, for Aqsa al-Mubarak, for the Haramain Sharifain, and make that your intention. One day, you, your spouses, and your children will visit the Haramain Sharifain and Aqsa al-Mubarak. My students, my brothers, sisters are there. Hafiz Muhsin Randeri, his wife, they went from here to Dubai, Dubai to Aqsa, and they spent time there. Every day we were in contact. Then from there, they fastened Ihram, and from there, mashallah, they went to perform the Umrah, and then they came Medina. Today, tomorrow, they'll be back home. Man ahalla bi hajjatin aw umratin min al-Masjid al-Aqsa, whosoever fastens Ihram at Aqsa al-Mubarak, and then you perform Umrah or Hajj from there, from Masjid al-Aqsa, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min zambi, then your sins of the past are forgiven, wa ma ta'akhkhar, your future sins are forgiven, wa wajabat lahu al-Jannah, and inshallah, with the mercy of Allah, you will enter Jannah. The hadith reported by Umm Salama radiallahu anha, the honorable spouse and her master alayhi salatu salam's honorable wife, and the hadith in Abu Dawood. Not only that, go open Ibn Majah, Sayyida Umm Salama, the honorable wife and spouse of the master alayhi salam, went herself to Aqsa al-Mubarak, made niyat day, ihram day, and performed umrah and so forth. Alhamdulillah, 2002, my wife and myself, we did that as well. So my brothers and sisters, have this walwala, the zeal, enthusiasm, we will go to Aqsa. Never mind, let the jutlas and all of them question us, interrogate us. We will never forbid, we will never abandon and neglect Aqsa, our first Qibla, and we will show solidarity with the Palestinians, we will show solidarity with Hamas, we will show solidarity with Jihad-e-Islami. They are fulfilling a farz-e-kifaya on behalf of this whole ummah that is fast asleep. That is what they are, a reawakening, and the perfume and the fragrance of Palestine permeating the whole world. They are arresting the students, 100, another 500 come. They arrest them, another 1,000 come. So this is Allah. And who? The jutlas are there. I'll give you just now in the news and views that they're demanding a ceasefire. So this is Allah. Wa makaru wa makar Allah. Wallahu khairul makirin. They plot and they plan, and Allah has his master plan. Allah Jalla Wala is the best one to plan. Now when you understood that, let's come to today's lesson. Chapter 34 and verse number 12. Wali Sulaiman al-Riha. For Almighty Allah Jalla Wala conferred all these bounties, favors to him. You, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, do as you please. I have accepted your dua. Ya Allah, I want to travel from here to there. No planes, no helicopters, no rockets and so forth. Allah says, the wind will take you from this place to that place. What normally takes 1 month, you will fly in the air. No turbulence, no nothing. And it will be in matter of minutes, you will reach your destination. Wali Sulaiman al-Riha. So for Sulaiman alayhi salam, a musakhar, we subjugated for him, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, the wind. He must go the nice speed and then reach the destination. Wuduha shahar. In the early part of the morning, he covers 1 month's journey. Warawahuha shahar. And in the evening, he covers another month's journey. Subhanallah. Everything is in the control of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Not only that. وَأَسَلْنَا لَهُ عَيْنَ الْقِطْرِ. And we made Allah stamping His majesty, authority, sovereignty. Only we can do this. So the jama'ah, the plural, the royal pronoun for respect and reverence, Allah Ta'ala showing us and stamping His majesty. وَأَسَلْنَا لَهُ. And we made it for Him to flow, عَيْنَ الْقِطْرِ. That is the fountain of qitr, and that is the copper. Now with this copper, even today, ornaments and your pots and pans and so many things are manufactured. But not only that, the jinn, the invisible creation, were under his control. He would command them, build this, do this, and that will be next to the Monday's lesson. Sundays, we don't have lesson. So people are getting addicted to the program. Sundays, they tell me, where's the program, the podcast? I say, no, Sunday, we take a little bit rest because I have to go to Darum Zakaria and so forth, inshallah. Wa min al jinni, and from the jinn, the invisible creation, مَنْ يَعْمَلُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ They used to do all the difficult tasks in front of him. He was the monitor, inspector, the mushrif and supervisor. Because human nature, jinn nature is when the boss is not there, nobody will work. Or majority will take it very easy. So they used to see him and be بِإِذْنِ رَبِّي All this with the command, permission, consent of Almighty Allah. For your information, O Muslim, O Muslimah, and especially those of you who have been to Aqsa, I know I met Mo Salim Karim there in 1 year, right inside Masjid al-Aqsa, and I can't remember which year, maybe Maulana will tell us, but we remembered we met there at Aqsa al-Mubarak, inside the Masjid, mashallah. So I was there, Maulana was there, our families were there, Allah accept all the ziyarats and so forth. Now the ulama have written, look at these jutas, how many times the excavations took place, even now it's taking place. But you see the big, big walls and structures. No human being can build that. So he, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, instructed the jinn, you must build this masjid, and we will monitor and help and so forth. Then you go 1 hour. It's less than that, but with the checkpoints and all that nowadays, with the jutlas, haramis, super terrorists, between Aqsa al-Mubarak and Khalilur Rahman, Hebron, you will find Masjid Ibrahim Khalili. So there, where the Jutlas murdered our people on the 15th of Ramadan, and it was in February 1994, Baruch Goldstein, the super terrorist dispatched to hellfire, murdered our people in the masjid. 29 of them became shuhada and martyrs inside the mosque. Others succumbed to the injury. 70 of them plus minus passed away. Allah Ta'ala dispatched him and Ben Gwee and all these haramis straight to hell if there's no hidayat for those who are alive now. So remember that these are the super, super terrorists. After that incident, I read Salat Day in 89, in 92, and remember the entire masjid belonged to us. 94, the Jutlas Harami stole more than 50% of our masjid, and the Muslim countries, Arab countries, all silent. That's the stunts they want to pull at Aqsa now. But this Ummah and our Palestinians and Hamas in particular, I say, Hasha wa Kalla, inshallah, inshallah, it will never happen. We'll give our life. We will give everything. بالروح بالدم نفديك يا أقصى. Our life, our blood for Aqsa. We will fall, but Aqsa cannot fall and will not fall, inshallah. That is the ummah when we learn what is iman and faith and jihad in the true sense of the word. So we need to wake up from our slumber and understand these issues. That masjid was also built by the jinnat. Just go study it properly and just see the big, big slabs and so forth. Which human being can do that? Nobody can do that. And they all were under the commandment of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. وَمَنْ يَزِغْ مِنْهُمْ Whosoever deviated from them, from the jinn, from their task and brief, and amrina, from our command, the command of Allah, sent to Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, and then he instructed them. نُذِقْهُ We let him, the jinnat, taste مِنْ عَذَابِ السَّعِيرِ The blazing, blazing fire. So that is what used to happen. What they used to do? InshaAllah al-Aziz, we will discuss Monday morning. Fascinating lesson it is. Allah Jalla wa Allah grant us the love of the Haramain Sharifain, Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, and Al-Aqsa Al-Mubarak, and all our masajid and mosques throughout the world. It is not the super spreader of a virus. It is the super spreader of the mercy of Allah. Hadith Sharif mentioned in Muslim Sharif, authentic hadith, the Master alayhi salatu salam said, Ahabbul biladi ilallah masajiduha, the most beloved place to Almighty Allah at the masajid, at the mosque. Wa abghadul biladi ilallah, and the most hated, detested places by Almighty Allah, aswaquha, are the markets, are the bazaar, are the malls, are the shops, and so forth. We're not saying you mustn't go. Go there as a need necessity. Don't go there to kill time and waste time and go meet your mistress and secretary and all that. So that is what we are saying. Allah Jalla Wala grant us the true love for the masajid and so forth that are connected to Islam everywhere throughout the world. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today, Gaza genocide, day number 211, 24th of Shawwal, 1445. Students were arrested yesterday, and more students came, Americans and Jutlas and Jews, majority non-Muslims, marching there in New York, marching there in Washington. We've been to all these places, so we know exactly where they're talking about, and they're demanding an immediate ceasefire. Last night, the Jutlas had their Sabbath and their Sabbath, and the Jutlas demanding pro-Palestinian must be ceasefire. Fire immediately. I sent out yesterday from there, you must remember, 23rd Street Masjid. Allah reward Qarisa Muhsin Nawlaki, the Imam for 35 years or more, all the trustees. They had the Jutlas and all of you on the groups, and that you received it yesterday. The Israelis and Jews and pro-Israeli lobby said, we spend billions and billions of dollars on these students, and how come they have turned against us today? Oh, you harami, oh, you super terrorist, oh, you super murderer and crook, stealing everything of the Palestinians. Don't you know? Allah mentioned it in the past tense and in the future tense. Wamakaru, wamakarallah. They plot and they plan. They wanted to assassinate Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam. In their mind, they feel they killed him and murdered and assassinated him. But Allah protected Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam. They murdered somebody else. وَيَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهِ, they even tried to assassinate Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah is the best protector. وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ, Allah will protect you, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from all your enemies. So that is our deen. So you can't go. This is a revolution, global revolution, and will not be stopped. Today I'm alive, tomorrow I'm gone. Remember these words. This global revolution, courtesy of Hamas, will lead to the downfall and dismantling of the entire Israeli apparatus and the state of Israel, Jewish state, as the haramis say, democratic state. My foot, your democratic state. And America will fall, their biggest supporters and handlers, and all those Arab tenpot dictators, Saudis, Emiratis, and King Jordan, Israel Jordan, and Egypt, Bahrain, and Morocco, one by one. That is the system of Almighty Allah. Innal batila kana zahuqa. O Muslims, do you know, there was a doctor, one of the greatest doctors Gaza has produced and Palestine has produced, Dr. Adnan. He passes away in Israeli prison. He was held there for months and weeks. It is an assassination, complete murder, premeditated murder. But that's what they do. They get away with murder. It's America murdered cold-bloodedly 500,000 children in Iraq, and Madeleine Albright, the Jutli Jewess, dispatched to hell. That's where she is. So remember, said, yes, it is justified. What steps were taken against them? They murdered 1 million people in Iraq, the Bush and Blair, the war criminals. What action was taken? Don't come tell me about your white man and white hegemony. Biggest haramis you all are. Super terrorists you all are. Listen to this. Israel gives Hamas 1 week ultimatum. Says, better accept our offer 40 days days there will be a pause and ceasefire. They don't call it ceasefire, they call it pause, and there must be exchange of the powers of prisoners of war and hostages, call them whatever you want to. We say, go to hell, man. For what must we listen to you? When United Nations were passing the resolution thrice in there, so you, America, 115 nations said yes, they should be. You said no, you vetoed it. When Palestine said we want to become a full member, we want full statehood, you, America, went and now vetoed it. Now you want to play nice guy and you want to put Hamas in the corner. Israel, the less we speak about them, they are super crooks, super terrorists, super murderers and super occupiers. Who can deny that in the world today? Unless you're a donkey, then I can't help you. So look at our enemy, that the Jew, the one side is the Jutlas and one side the Hindus, the Mushrikeen. We never ever said every Jew or every Hindu. We definitely will say majority of them. Chapter 5, verse 82, the last verse of the six Jews, the six Supara. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. O Muslim, O Muslima, your worst enemy will be the Jutla and the Jew and the Mushrikeen, idol worshipper, the Hindu. Just look at Israel and India, and vis-a-vis Muslims, the second, third, fourth class citizens there. So Canada is doing a good job. They've arrested already three Indians and said you all are guilty of the death of a Sikh separatist there in the Vancouver province. Vancouver is very, very far from Montreal and from this thing, Toronto and so forth. Nevertheless, so they said that Delhi also is involved. Modi, the fingers are pointing in his direction. The Indian government is very upset. America is also putting finger and telling Canada, show them, because India got very good ties with Russia. 10 rockets fired straight into Israel from Lebanon. Well done, Hezbollah. You pakka kuffar, we call you Hezbollah Shaitan. And if you know Israel, and we say, that occupied Palestine, the northern region, more than 250,000 Jutlas all ran away from there. It's vacant there. Hamas delegation to go to Cairo today and to go study there to understand all the conditions made by Israel, America, and so forth. The Houthis will target Israeli ships. This is Ansarullah, all Shias. Shias are doing more than the Sunnis. Can you believe that? Sunnis have become murtad, this government, majority of them. And the Shias who are kuffar, they're helping. They got their hidden agenda and so forth. The Hujjaj are warned, Hajis from all countries, that do not get involved in politics when you come there. Just perform your ibadat and so forth. And the whole Makkah, Medina, Jeddah is prowling with plainclothes policemen. You will find the Saudi wearing the Pakistani kurta. And he understands English, Urdu, everything, but they'll just make that they don't understand. So don't fall in that trap there. You know, Ramadan, one South African was arrested 5 days. The Labour Party in UK is losing so many seats due to the war in Gaza. Remember that. So we told them both parties haram is there. Conservative Party Sunak, and remember the Labour Party Stormer, whatever the hell he is. And both parties haram is in America also. Republicans stand, that is, oh, this guy's party, oh, Trump. GOP, the grand old party, and the Democrats, Biden, genocide. All haram is all that. Not one is on our side. Nigeria and India to trade in local currency. How's that? So the rupee will be flying and the currency from Nigeria will be flying. They are discarding the dollar, the de-dollarizing. That's a good thing. Russia says, Russian news, they say Kiev in this year alone, 2024, has lost 111,000 men. How much? 111,000. So 111,000 men they have sent to Jahannam already. That is what Russia says, but they're giving Ukraine a terrible hiding. ICC woke up from their slumber and demands an end to the threats from Israel and America against them. They say we are an independent body, autonomous body, and it's against the law that you come and threaten us and so forth and so on. So we hope and pray, I don't know for what they're waiting. They must send out the warrant of arrest against Bibi, Netanyahu, Ben-Gvir, and all these haramis and the chief of the Israeli diaper force, the defense force. Now they did us a favor. They want to show us, you know, these white men, they always got tricks up their sleeve. So they give a present, an award, you see, to journalists in the world. So the Palestinian journalists who gave their lives, more than 100 of them, murdered by the Israelis and others, were given the award. What is the award? The World Press Freedom Prize. So the World Press Freedom Prize was awarded to the Palestinian journalists. Those who passed away with Iman and Islam, Allah grant them Jannat al-Firdaus. Those who passed away, but they were not Muslim, like Shirin Abu Aqila. You all say Abu Akhle is not that. Abu Aqila is the proper name. Don't just be like a parrot and imitate the West. You must know proper Arabic. Not Muslim, but she was Palestinian and American. So obviously for them, there's no Jannah because they don't die as a Muslim and so forth. Thereafter, no cement or steel or anything of that sort will enter Israel from Turkey. So Turkey has said nothing to do with Joel, no import, no export. 9 dead in Goma, and that's in Congo. The Jutlas are full involved there with the diamonds and that, if you know anything there. And thereafter, Brazil, the water levels are increasing, and a big problem there in Rio de Grenade, or whatever they pronounce the name. Sudan, the situation getting bad to worse there. They're shooting the aid workers and the aid. A lot of big problem that side there. Hajj permits from today. If you go there, Saudi, the whole Saudi is filled with this board of boards. And it's written there, La Hajja illa bit tasrih. La Hajja illa bit tasrih. Nobody can perform Hajj and perform pilgrimage except with permits, meaning visas and so forth. So today the Saudis, they're going to start dishing out, distributing the Hajj permits from today for the locals. Then our people and others will start going from next week and so forth. Insha'Allah for Hajj Baytillah. 2 South African stories. The Joburg mayor says that no, I don't have 10 bodyguards, I only have 8 bodyguards. You mufatia, do you really need 8 bodyguards and we are paying for that? We are the jokers or what? Proud to say he doesn't have 10 bodyguards, he got 8 bodyguards. So what must we pay for 8 bodyguards for a mayor? And you know Joburg, Pretoria, what a mess it is in. It's no more become a third-class city, it has become a fourth-class city. Hopeless, useless, good for nothing, if you ask me. Therefore, I told you all 100 times, me, I'll never ever vote for ANC or DA. DA, for a Muslim to vote for them is haram. I told you that 100 times. Or EFF, you vote for these other parties, you understand? Yesterday, we sent out something from Hazrat Mona Desai about these political parties. Read that also. Very interesting. You know, Molana is a champion. Second story for South Africans. This weekend they're going to give you so much propaganda. Mother's Day on the 12th of May, and you will find, never mind non-Muslims, the Muslims who are idiots, you must remember, they will go and buy gift for their mother and so forth. Why you have to celebrate Mother's Day when the non-Muslims are celebrating? For us, our beloved mother is such that now also she's special, and after she passes away, she's special also. And that is applicable to both our parents. Surah 17, verse 24, while your parents are alive, O son, O daughter, Rabbirhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. O Allah, have mercy on my beloved parents, as they nurtured me, trained me, coached me when I was so young. When my father, mother passed away with Iman and Islam, your parents passed away with Iman and Islam, then every day cry to Allah. Surah 14, verse 41. Rabbana ighfir li wa li walidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Oh Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers throughout the world and who have passed away with Iman and Islam. Yawma yaqumul hisab, the day the reckoning is established. Quick story, then we go to the questions, inshallah. When I visit some schools, Muslim schools, I go to varsity and all that. I asked the youngsters, the boys especially, I said, just be honest with me. Just be honest. Frank, I want the frank answer. How many of you kiss your mother's hand today? How many of you kiss your father's hand in your life? So they looked down, 99% of them. I said, how many of you kiss your girlfriend? You will find 20, 30, 40 heads going up. So this ummah today has got time for girlfriend and boyfriend and kiss them, which every person knows is totally haram. Quran has mentioned it both ways, so there will be no doubt. وَلَا مُتَّخِذِينَ أَخْدَانَ وَلَا مُتَّخِذَاتِ أَخْدَانَ. But to kiss our mother, our beloved mother, that this ummah cannot do, which is sunnat al-nabawiyyah. Fatima radiallahu anha, Sayyida Fatima, who would kiss the Mubarak hands of her father. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam would kiss his beloved Ladli Sahib Dazadi's hands. Did you practice on the sunnah to kiss your father's hand? We kiss our mother's hand, our father's hand, our teacher's hands. But the ummah today, I'm speaking of majority, cannot even do that. And then you shaitan, you want to tell me you want to celebrate Mother's Day. You need a good threshing for dumping your Mother's Day in the old age home. That's what I will give you, a good threshing if I had my way. Let's fire up Mawlana Salim Karim, inshallah.
Kisab, when a woman is in haze, the salah she must qaza be made for the salah she must.
Remember, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, according to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, when a lady is in the menses, then there is no qadha for her salat. Yes, for her fasting, that she must 5, 7, 8, 9 fast, so for that there is qadha. So why for salat, for namaz, prayer, there is no qadha? Because it's 5 times a day. So ma yuridullahu alaykum fi din min haraj, Allah does not want to make Islam difficult for you. Al-haraj madfu'un fil Islam. Haraj, harm is all repelled and driven away in Islam. Fasting is now once a year, and your habit will be 7, 8, 9, 10 days like that. So every month in the 11 months you have, you keep one fast also. So that will also suffice. So it shows there's no harm there. So ijma and consensus, there is no qadha for a lady. That is, you must remember, in a menses, you understood that. Quick story, Mawlana Salim Karim. In my family, so now, this youngster, my nephew and the bride, so when they growing up, so the youngsters, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, now he only got sisters, right? He's the only one young, and he got 3, 4, 5 sisters. So I ask him, come on, come for salat. He said, no, I'm not coming. I say, why? He say, I'm off. He say, I'm off. So I say, where you learn this, I'm off? You see, my sisters, they say they're not reading salat. They say, I'm off, I'm off, I'm off. So today, I'm also off. Masum children, you know. So that's how it goes on. You must say, I'm off. Yeah. So we're not off for us. We must be on all the time, brothers.
Mufti Sahab, a question from Stephen. A.K., there is a Muslim lady that went to a metric ball in a coffin. Is Muslims not forbidden to go to such places, let alone in a coffin?
My brother Stephen, we tell you, thank you very much. Good morning, Stephen. We hope everything gets even for you also. 100% haram. You must remember that. You know what is the meaning of haram. So that is totally unlawful and not permissible. The problem today is the Muslim does not want to practice Islam at all times. They want to practice on Islam on special occasions and sometimes. So Almighty Allah Stephen has mentioned, and I want you to Google it and read it, chapter, or go and Google Quran Made Easy by Mufti Afzal Ilyas Hussain. So wonderful. I sent it out the other day on all the groups and so forth. Very good for you, Stephen. Quran, Quran Made Easy. So just Google it, you will find it there. And go to chapter 5, verse number 2. وَتَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Cooperate in righteous and good things. وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. And do not cooperate in vices and sins. Didn't I tell you just now about our parents? كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. You don't just blame the daughter, you blame the parents. Where's the upbringing? Where is the supervision of the parents? The parents glorify the vices. You must to my sister, my daughter, you must do something unique which no one has done. You go in a coffin, in a casket, and then we will pay for it. And the Rolls Royce and the limousine and all that will take you there. And your colleagues and your peers will be all glorifying it. What a thing she did. And then a Muslim lady, Muslim, absolute haram. And parents should be ashamed, and she should be ashamed. Act like this, a tawbah to Mislul Tawbah. You have to make tawbah publicly when the crime, tawbah means to repent, when the crime is committed publicly. Totally haram and disgraceful and disgusting for Muslims to do so.
Mufti Saab, you're more techno-savvy than us. I thought you were a simple Simon. You have all the Instagrams, Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, WhatsApp, etc. How do you manage to learn all these apps at your age? I'm still trying to learn how to use WhatsApp.
But one thing is wrong there, my brother, sister. I don't have Instagram. These two, I don't fiddle with them. Facebook and Instagram, I know nothing about it. That others, this Maulana Ahmed Dokrat, my student, my brother, 2015 December, I was delivering a lecture there in Cape Town. He came to me. He said, you know, we Maulvis and Ulama, we learn so many things from your lectures. You must do something. So I say, but Maulana, I don't even know how to. He said, I'll show you step by step everything. You must just record and send to me. So today is the 25th one will go out, inshallah. Then tonight, inshallah, I'll record the 26th to 30th, inshallah. So we indebted first to Almighty Allah. This is the barakah wasila of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And then third one is our parents, our ustad and all of them. Our muhsineen's du'as, you know. Then our team there, we got Junaid Mota, my brother Faisal is here, Tokwe, our African brother, ambassador there of Eastern Cape, Western Cape, and all South Africa. So mashallah, he took me yesterday to 23rd Street and Houghton and all that for the lectures and nikah, and that Allah reward him. So you must remember that these students of ours, it is brothers of ours here, our Junaid Mota, Suleiman Mota, and all these Motas, I have to go sit there by them. I say, how this works? How this work? How this work? So then we learn about Twitter. Then we learn about this Telegram and all this kind. Then once you get used to it, it's simple. You, my brother, you still stuck with WhatsApp. Come now, I teach you a lesson. So read now. Read with me. And we all must learn something that we can benefit, and we can benefit the Ummah. Read now. Surah number 20, Surah Taha, verse 114. You don't have to worry about the reference. Just read with me three words. Rabbi zidni ilma. Rabbi zidni ilma. Oh, beloved Allah, increase me in knowledge. You see? And then if you want one more hadith, and it's sunnah to read this dua after Fajr, we're going just now, my brother Faisal and myself, my brother Muhammad Khan will come with his big Porsche, you know, and pick us up. I see Faisal looking at it properly, because he also drives a smart Mercedes there, and he drives 200, you know. So remember that you read, Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a. Any knowledge that is beneficial and within the framework of the Sharia, that we will promote, remember that, which is benefit to human beings and to humanity and the creation. So two du'as, brother, Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah. Quran Sharif, chapter 20, verse 114, as to hold the Kaaba Musharrafa. Cry to Allah, Rabbi Zidni Ilma, when we used to go, you know. So Allah Ta'ala accept every dua, inshallah. And second, hadith in Ibn Majah, I read the whole dua, learn it for after Fajr, and daily read it. Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a. Oh Allah, I ask of you knowledge that is beneficial. وَرِزْقًا طَيِّبًا. Every day we're going to go and work, shop and job and what have you. Give us such risk, Ya Allah. Not only halal, it must be halal and tayyib. Tayyib is much higher than halal. It must be wholesome, not contaminated, adulteration. Look at others' halal certificates today. Yesterday also I sent out synthetic pork and all that. Can you believe a sheikh, a maulana, an imam and that legalizing all this haram thing? Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a wa rizqan tayyiba. end of the day, whatever little but broken, humble efforts, wa amalam mutaqabbala. Ya Allah, out of your grace, mercy, accept it, O beloved Allah. Yes, I am simple Simon, I am naive. My nephews, nieces, they laugh at me. They say, you're good for nothing, you understand? You don't understand these things here. But WhatsApp, not WhatsApp, what's it called? Facebook and Instagram, I don't touch. I don't know how to start it. I don't know how to operate it at all. Others, little bit, we know. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
If my son becomes murtad, is he still allowed to receive my inheritance, Mufti Sahib?
Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Tirmidhi, Mustadah Ahmad, various compilations. La yarithul muslimul kafir wal kafirul muslim. A non-Muslim will not inherit from a Muslim, and a Muslim will not inherit from a non-Muslim, meaning both ways it will work. And on that there is ijma and consensus according to all four schools. If your son became murtad, Allah forbid, al-iyazu billah, the hadith in Bukhari Sharif and his ijma consensus on that, man baddala deenahu, a person was born a Muslim, a person embraced Islam, and then he or she left it and became a non-Muslim, or atheist, Allah forbid, whatever, faqtulu. Capital punishment, he must be sent to death and you must kill him. So that is Islam, remember that. So it must be a deterrent. You, the parents, you must totally sever all ties with him. Excommunicate him, boycott him, no salam, no kalam. Never mind inheritance, he gets zero. You must remember that from you, father, mother, and so forth. The question we have to ask now is this. How come our son became a murtad? Did we parents give him so much money? Did we give him so much freedom that he went to mingle and associate with so many people? Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, al mar'u ala dini khalili, a person will follow the religion of his friend. He went, he got involved with a Hindu lady, he got involved with a Christian lady, he got involved with a non-Muslim lady. She told him, you have to leave your Islam and then we can carry on. He said, I'll leave, Allah forbid. So where are the parents? We as parents, as elders, must teach our children and we ourselves. Surah 3 verse 8, Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana. Ya Allah, do not let our hearts get deviated after you gave us the guidance. Wa hab lana min ladunka rahma. O Allah, grant us from your side the special mercy to envelope us. Innaka antal wahhab. That you are the best of givers, Ya Allah. And cry to Allah, Surah 12, verse 101, Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bis salihin. Ya Allah, let me pass away with iman and Islam, and unite me with those pious and salihin, those servants of yours who are devoted servants, Ya Allah. So you, father, mother, as difficult it might be, you must sever all ties with your beloved son. Al-hubbu lillah wal-bughzu lillah. We love for Allah's sake and hate for Allah's sake. But at the same time, speak to the maulanas, the sheikhs, the imams there, and tell them they must interact with your son and ask him what are the problems and so forth. Sometimes parents are living in their own world and children in their own cocoon because we gave them so much freedom. So you address it like that, but you don't get involved directly. You keep on crying to Allah. We also make dua, Allahumma ruddahu ila deen al-Islam. Ya Allah, return him to Islam, and wahdina wahdibina. Ya Allah, they give us guidance and make us a means of guidance. We bring others into the fold of Islam. Barakallahu fiqh. Stephen, thank you very much. Tomorrow no program. Monday we start off insha'Allah al-Aziz. Junaid Mota say the jinnats are not on duty on Sunday, so he don't come. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.